This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Myanmar's junta chief Monday announced the release of thousands of people jailed for protesting against a February coup, days after a regional bloc delivered a major snub to the military regime. There's been chaos in Myanmar since the coup, with more than 1,000 civilians killed in a bloody crackdown and more than 8,000 arrested, according to a local monitoring group. Junta head Min Aung Hlaing said more than 5,000 prisoners will be freed to mark a festival later in October, without providing details on when they would be freed. The announcement comes on the heels of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations' decision to exclude the junta leader from the upcoming summit of the 10-country bloc over his administration's commitment to defusing the bloody crisis. Myanmar authorities released more than 2,000 anti-coup protesters from prisons across the country in June, including journalists critical of the military government. China on Monday denied a report it recently launched a hypersonic missile, saying it tested a spacecraft to try reusable technologies. The Financial Times reported Saturday Beijing had launched a nuclear-capable missile in August that circled the Earth at low orbit before narrowly missing its target. FT sources said the hypersonic missile was carried by a rocket and the test had been kept under wraps. But China said Monday the report was inaccurate and the exercise was a test of reusable technology that could reduce the cost of launching spacecraft. Along with China, the United States, Russia, and at least five other countries are working on hypersonic technology. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Police in Italy on Monday used water cannons and tear gas against protesters at a northeastern port following a three-day demonstration against a new mandatory workplace COVID pass. Dozens of police in riot gear faced off against hundreds of remaining demonstrators and port workers who began blocking one of the port entrances Friday in protest against Italy's so-called Green Pass. Police managed to clear the entrance after a few hours of standoff, pushing demonstrators to a nearby parking lot. Dock workers had called a strike Friday despite being offered free COVID tests, and their protest attracted demonstrators from out of town. The Green Pass, which offers proof of vaccination, recent recovery from COVID-19, or a negative test, became mandatory in all workplaces on Friday throughout Italy. The new regulation spurred a wave of protests across the country, although most were small and not disruptive. The United Nations said on Monday Afghanistan will kick off its first countrywide polio immunization campaign in years next month to protect millions of unvaccinated children. The United Nations Health and Children's Agencies said the campaign to vaccinate against the crippling and potentially fatal disease would begin November 8th with full support from the Taliban leadership. A UN statement said, quote, WHO and UNICEF welcomed the decision by the Taliban leadership supporting the resumption of house-to-house polio vaccination across Afghanistan. Afghanistan's new rulers have also committed to, quote, providing security and assuring the safety of all health workers across the country, which is an essential prerequisite for the implementation of the polio vaccination campaigns, according to the agencies. Copenhagen, which had banned rented electric scooters, has lifted the restrictions on the controversial vehicles, but with new rules limiting parking and use, city officials said Monday. The vehicles have been banned in the Danish capital since October 2020. The use of electric scooters has been a hotly debated one in many large cities, with critics saying they are cluttering streets and can be dangerous at high speeds. According to estimates, 300 scooter-related accidents occurred in Copenhagen in 2019, and in Denmark, helmets will be mandatory for drivers of electric scooters from January next year. In Paris, the speed of scooters has been limited to 20 kilometers per hour. Singapore has banned the use of them on pavements, following the lead of Germany and France. Find more on the VOA mobile app or follow us online at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.